Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farmers Insurance.
This is a special edition of Ag Bioscience. Welcome. Thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, CEO of Agrinovis Indiana, and this is the podcast where we explore all things Ag Bioscience, the people, the products, innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. Agrinovis launched its producer-led innovation challenge for the fourth year, and we just named the winner of this year's producer-led innovation challenge, Agrinovis' own Jeff Zents. Sit down with the winner. Here's Jeff and the winner of the 2023 producer-led innovation challenge.
Okay, I'm here with Dave Skibinski, the winner of the 2023 producer-led challenge with the company FiberX. Dave, congratulations, so excited. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fabulous. I love to win, but more importantly than winning, to have our idea and the concept of our business to be validated and to be selected by corn growers and other producers across the state of Indiana who saw value in what we're doing and validate the idea, that's as exciting as anything because that predicts future success. And that's even more important than winning today.
We couldn't agree with you more, Dave. And we're so excited to be able to award you guys the $25,000 check brought to us by the Indiana Corn and Soy team. Want to dive in first. Tell us a little bit about FiberX. What does FiberX do? And what product do you bring to the market?
FiberX is an exciting company because we are at the heart of sustainability for the state of Indiana. We are creating an entire new industry where we are taking Indiana's largest, and in fact, the world's largest agricultural waste product, corn stover. We are taking that responsibly off Indiana farms. We are paying the farmers a fair rate for it, so it is now turning a waste product into a cash crop. And we are transforming that into a feedstock to replace the use of oil to make a wide variety of products that are used in the world. In fact, 12% of the world's oil every year it serves as a feedstock for the chemicals industry. We are planning to replace a large portion of that with corn stover and materials that come out of corn stover as a replacement feedstock for the world.
Dave, that's super exciting. Let's get a little tactical. So can you, if I'm a grower, if I'm on the farm, what is my experience like working with FiberX?
So farmers are very comfortable using custom service providers across the state for a variety of things. Well, we partner with the farmer and, if needed, a custom service provider, a baling company. And we go in and we responsibly remove about a half to two-thirds of the stover from a partner farm. And then we take that and we put that into inventory. And that's all that the farmer really needs to do, which is the amazing thing. The beauty of this for the farmers in Indiana is that Indiana, because of the adoption of progressive farming techniques, the yields for corn have grown very substantially in the state of Indiana. And for every additional bushel of corn that is yielded from an Indiana farm, you get about 0.85 to 0.9 additional bushels of corn stover. And in parts of northern Indiana, the yields are as high as 265 bushels per acre. And the challenge in some of those farms is that corn stover will not adequately decompose by the spring so that they can now plant for the next season. So the advantage that we bring and a value we bring to the farmer is we take a portion of that stover off that farm. We now create it into a new cash crop for them. And here's what's really amazing. With two of the farmers who joined us in our 3 million pounds of stover harvest this year, they agreed to take a lower rate for the bale and took a royalty on the back end because they want to compete with us and earn a portion of the revenue that we'll generate from the products we create. And those are really interesting progressive farmers. And we thank them for participating with us and signing those initial contracts. And that's really exciting, I think, as an opportunity for the entire farming community across Indiana. And then, as was said earlier, with the winning today and what the track record of the challenge winners of the past, we intend to go beyond Indiana, but this will have been born and headquartered in my hometown of Hammond.
So exciting, Dave.
Whether your farm is your business, your hobby, or your passion, you and your farm are one of a kind. Each is unique and requires just the right insurance coverage options. Indiana Farmers Insurance has been protecting farmers for more than 145 years. And together with your local independent insurance agent, today we deliver insurance solutions for your farm, business, home, and vehicles. Insurance can be complicated, so it's important to have a trusted expert who will guide you through your insurance experience. We partner with only the best agents. And like us, most of our agencies have been serving customers for generations. Beyond the basics, we have many other coverages available to match your needs. Our agency partners are experts and can tailor just the right coverages for your farm, business, home, or auto. Come visit us at IndianaFarmers.com and discover why Indiana Farmers Insurance is the right choice for you. We're proud supporters of Ag Bioscience, and we're here to help you protect what matters most.
Talk to me about the downstream. So as you're being able to partner with these amazing growers and they say, hey, I'll even take less up front for maybe royalties on the back end. I know there are a lot of opportunities for the product at the end of the day, but can you give us some examples of what does that downstream product look like?
Absolutely. So what we've realized was, as good entrepreneurs, you look to see how broad and how many different applications of your product are going to be. You know, in the software world, they'd say, do you have a platform? Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? FiberX is actually an agricultural-based platform. And we make this feedstock, and what we have learned is our shortest path to revenue. And we have now proven, and we have batch formulations completed, of biocomposite plastics, where we have replaced up to 50% of native polypropylene or polyethylene with corn stover fiber. And here's the great news. Not only did we replace all that oil that comes into that plastic, but we made the plastic stronger, we made it lighter, and we made it less expensive.
Wow.
So all of a sudden, we've made what are plastics that America and the world needs, but we've made them better and from a more sustainable feedstock. We've also, in working with Purdue University, we've completed two rounds of research where we can extract the lignin, nature's glue, out of corn stover. And we take that glue, that lignin, we depolymerize it to make it super adhesive. And with cross-linking agents, we have successfully, with Dr. Enrico Martinez and Jim Carruthers at Purdue, their labs, we have successfully made a sustainable-based feedstock resin. And from that, we have successfully made high-density fiberboard. There's work to continue to do that's a little longer path to revenue, but those are things we can do. But we can create, we were talking earlier, we can create sound deadening panels that are sustainable instead of using foams to do that in the world. We can create mats of material to be used for sound deadening in automobiles. We could go on. We're working on custom animal feeds because we can take our fiber and enrich it with nutrients and different other compounds and improve animal health. So our topic today here at this conference, we can actually get into the animal feed business, recycling the waste product into something new. And then lastly, what's amazing out of a 1,000-pound bale is we're gonna turn about 85% of that into products. So even from our manufacturing process where we take a 1,000-pound bale and turn it into microfibers of 1 millimeter in length, for instance, we have a beautiful byproduct that comes out of our first step, which is a tremendous mulch and natural fertilizer. So even the waste out of our process becomes a future product. And that creates a lot of value from what we are producing, and all those different revenue streams will come back to our farmer partners who chose to take a portion of their income as royalty from us.
Dave, that's super exciting. We could sit here and talk all day. I want to let you get back to being able to network with some of the folks tonight. Takeaways. So the folks that are listening to this, what are the next steps for FiberX? And if it sounds interesting to them, like how do we put them in touch with you?
Well, the first thing I'd like to do is speak to Indiana's corn growers. We continue to search out additional corn growers because while we harvested 3 million pounds this year, we hope to do over 40 million pounds next year. So we need more farmers to participate in our program. We are working with some of the co-ops in the state to do that. And we'd like to thank Co-Alliance and Ceres and others for being partners with us. We continue to look for funding. This does take capital to do. We've raised over about $700,000 successfully now. We're going to continue to fill out a $1 million round, but we're looking for additional funding down the road. And also, we'd like to speak to the people in Indiana. There are a lot of people in the injection molding area and biocomposite plastics. We are developing a partnership with Shaw Polymers out of Crown Point, Indiana. We're working on that partnership. We are looking for distribution of our products because building revenue is the best way to fund your company. So customers and partners is always a great addition to our complement.
Dave, thank you so much for being on this special edition of Ag Bioscience. We're so thankful that you were part of the challenge, and we're so excited to award you the grand prize of $25,000. And we can't wait until a couple years from now when we come back and add you to the long list of successful producer-led winners. So thanks for being with us. Congratulations and best of luck.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today.
Congratulations to the FiberX team, and thanks to Jeff for his leadership. And thank you for joining us today. You can get the latest ag bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. And while there, you can access our entire library and give us a review. Don't forget, you can always learn more online at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Agrinovus Indiana in collaboration with Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography by Kaylee Kerr. To get all ag bioscience news all the time, visit agrinovusindiana.com.